hope you know I'm saying this because I love you.
Hey, Father, I know this life for you didn't go according to the plan. But it's not fair, my mom had to be all on her own, raising her little man. I don't want to be bitter, but I know you have let it go. I can understand. No more tears for you, so I'm here for you on Father's Day.
Hey, Dad, I wish that we would talk more. Though I really know that it's my own fault for bitching and complaining, saying that you don't call more. But when you call, I just click ignore. What's it all for? Man, I don't know. Been lost since sophomore year of high school. You know that formative time when you want everyone to like you, when you're a young man looking up to his dad, hoping you can grow up just like you. Well, that wasn't the case for me. Shit, basically, my mom was the strength for me, working 2 to 3 jobs so she could pay for me to go to school. I know it's rude to say these things, but it's complicated, see. It was so hard to have you so close, yet so far playing absolutely no part in my development. Mr. Irrelevant, I know it sounds fucked up, cause I'm the one that's telling it, but
hey, Father, I know this life for you didn't go according to the plan. But it's not fair, my mom had to be all on her own, raising her little man. I don't wanna be bitter, but I know you have let it go. I can understand. No more tears for you, so I'm here for you on Father's Day.
If I had one question I could ask you, would be, did you really have to move to Seattle? Was I a bad apple? Did you have to have that job so fucking bad that it make me have to travel? I remember the day in the 4th grade you picked me up from the YMCA. I thought it was just to say hey, but then it wasn't. It was something major. It was something that would have a lot of later repercussions. And in an instant, it's quick visits on Christmas and camping trips, relationship segregated by landing strips. I can't forget what it was like not being able to open up my mouth and show you what I'm about. You wouldn't understand the shit. I could never be the man that Brim is. He's the genius one, and I'm the accidental semen released from your penis once when you were 21, right? Just admit it.
Ah, fuck it. Forget it.
Hey, Father, I know this life for you didn't go according to the plan. But it's not fair, my mom had to be all on her own, raising her little man. I don't wanna be bitter, but I know you have let it go. I can understand. No more tears for you, so I'm here for you on Father's Day.
I know it's easy to be mad at you, but I can also see you're unhappy too. Financially unaccomplished, trying to see what you would rent wrong. Family constantly in your face, no space cause they depend on you so much, no room to breathe when you need to vent on. Standing by your wife when she had IVs in her left arm. I thought you were a monster when you had cheated on my stepmom, but you probably wanted to leave for hella long. You felt the longing but had no way out, no escape route. Taped down to a life you never wanted. I can honestly see how I got phased out. Living a different state now, seeing more of you. When you moved to Florida, would've been euphoria, but we know how that story doesn't play out, so I stay out of the conversation. When you call, I pretend I'm on vacation, concentrating on making my mama bacon. I wish you well, but a ship has sailed. So long to our relation.
Hey, Father, I know this life for you didn't go according to the plan. But it's not fair, my mom had to be all on her own, raising her little man. I don't wanna be bitter, but I know you have let it go. I can understand. No more tears for you, so I'm here for you.
Feelings. I still had a lot of fun when we played basketball in the backyard, or we went on those camping trips, throwing some horseshoes around. But at the same time, it just didn't feel like it was my family. I was kind of the outsider. But still no hard feelings. Always gonna love you. Nah, fuck it. Let's not get too sappy about it.